Next patient is Lisa Wire, WIRE, 6567, chief complaint, sinus infection, headache, dizziness. Patient was seen earlier, a few days ago, was diagnosed with URI / sinusitis on 4/16/24, was given dexamethasone. She said she got better, but she didn't have any antibiotics, so she comes back to get some antibiotic because now she's developed a purulent drainage as well. Medical problems, diabetes, hypertension, chronic pain, hyperlipidemia, insomnia, arthritis. Patient sees multiple specialists, including a rheumatologist, as well as a pain specialist. Surgery, hysterectomy, partial appendectomy, cholecystectomy, tonsillectomy, social. Husband died a couple of years ago because of COVID. She smokes a pack a day. She has a granddaughter that she takes care of. She doesn't use drugs. She doesn't use alcohol. Allergy, Zofran, and penicillin. Patient's rheumatologist wanted to do some blood work on her, and she's going to go to Quest to get that done. Regarding rheumatological studies, period. She's awake, she's alert, she's in no distress. She's doing good?
Doing good. Medication's
197 pounds. I put it underneath, babe. 197 pounds, 98.4, 16, 97, 124 over 80. Heart positive, some positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, TMs are red, question of pharynx is red and inflamed, logical non-focal number one, sinusitis number two, repeat rocephalogram now, next is dexamethasone 8 milligram now, next is Z-Pak, next was Medrol dose pack, next one was she has noticed some dry mouth and possible thrush, next one was Lystatin solution with instruction given, next one was prescription called to Shepherd Pharmacy, next one was she, her Glipizide as well as her Protonix and her Crestor were also called to the pharmacy for refill. Next time she's had recent evaluation of her organs via ultrasound, they have been within normal limits. Next number, she's to come back if she develops fever, chills, nausea, vomiting, or any other associated symptoms consistent with worsening symptoms and or pneumonia. Thank you.